You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Every year, thousands of people come to Jerry Day, a tribute festival for Grateful Dead frontman Jerry Garcia. It's held in his childhood neighborhood, the Excelsior District of San Francisco, and it's the biggest event in McLaren Park. But it's not just jam bands and tie-dye. It's the celebration of a community. KALW's Claire Strempel caught up with the festival's founder, Tom Murphy, to hear how the event got started.
You might expect that a Jerry Garcia-themed event in San Francisco would be founded by a deadhead. You know, a stereotypical Grateful Dead mega fan who followed the band around the country for years, dropping acid, wearing tie-dye, and talking about world peace.
Yeah, we're deadheads, as you can tell. I've been to 350 shows, and my wife's been to 150.
That's not Tom Murphy.
I'm a loan consultant.
He's got a crew cut, drives a Nissan Altima, and is usually dressed business casual.
Yeah, I'm definitely not, you know, people wouldn't look at me and say, oh, that guy's a deadhead.
Yet he's the founder of San Francisco's Jerry Day, which has happened every year in the southeast corner of San Francisco since 2002. But to understand the story of Jerry Day, we have to go back to the 70s. Tom grew up here in the Excelsior. He's lived here for almost 25 years, but now he's in Oakland.
Good old Excelsior. It's been a while.
We're standing on Vienna Street in front of the home of a childhood friend. Her father was Leonard Hines, and in 1977, he ran against Dan White for city supervisor.
A lot of us know the history of that. Dan White won the election.
San Francisco Mayor George Moscone was shot and killed today in his city hall office. Minutes later, City Supervisor Harvey Milk was shot and killed in an office down the hall. And within an hour of the attacks, a former supervisor who had been trying to get his job back was arrested in that case.
Dan White is infamous for assassinating civil rights activist Harvey Milk and San Francisco's mayor George Moscone. Tom was only 8 at the time, but he tells me the tragedy pulled a dark cloud over the Excelsior. He says that for years, that's all people really knew about the neighborhood.
When I was going to high school, you know, it would be like in downtown San Francisco with kids from the Marina, Pacific Heights and Chinatown and all these other neighborhoods. I would tell them where I was at, and usually I would get one or two responses. That's the neighborhood where Dan White came from, or where is that?
Tom describes the Excelsior as a working class neighborhood that was sometimes difficult to navigate as a kid.
It's kind of hard to explain, but the area was going through a lot of tough times at that time.
He tells me it was almost impossible to walk out the front door without getting caught up in a fight, and there were parts of the neighborhood that you just did not go to, like McLaren Park.
Because it was known as a place where people dump dead bodies.
But one day, when Tom was in his 20s, he read an article in the local newspaper about an effort to clean the park up. A neighborhood resident wanted to rename the small amphitheater in the park's center after Jerry Garcia. Wait, Jerry Garcia is from the Excelsior? That blew Tom Murphy's mind.
When I found out that Jerry Garcia grew up here, it just hit me. And I was like, God, how come nobody knows that? And that has to be known.
Many fans know that Jerry was from San Francisco. And often the Grateful Dead is associated with the Hate, where they started making music. But Jerry was born and raised in the Excelsior.
So it's that yellow, see the yellow staircase right there? So it's 87 Harrington Street. That's where he learned to play guitar.
Jerry Garcia wasn't on Tom's radar until after his death in 1995. Tom was working at the Giants Stadium at the time, and he was struck by how many people bought Jerry Garcia-themed Giants t-shirts.
We ended up selling, and it became the number one selling shirt for 3 years. And the people that bought it were like doctors, accountants, lawyers, entrepreneurs. So that was intriguing to me.
In 2002, Tom got a chance to harness that star power. He heard that a group of neighbors was trying to build a play structure for kids. He suggested they use some space to honor local artists.
And they're like, who? And I was all Jerry Garcia. And they're all, he didn't grow up here. I'm all, yes, he did. You know, they're all like, well, contact the family in the state and get back to us. And, you know, I sent out an email to the family in the state. And about a month later, they emailed me back and we started a relationship.
So with the help of the Garcia family, the park supporters sold t-shirts featuring Jerry's psychedelic visual art. They raised $5,000 and built a huge play structure. It looks kind of like a giant purple dragon. So Jerry probably would have approved.
This is what got me started in my civic engagement career.
Bolstered by the park's success, Tom and a small group of neighbors decided to keep the momentum going. That same year, Tom organized the first Jerry Day in the McLaren Park Amphitheater. He told people he wanted it to be a civic and cultural event for the city of San Francisco.
And people were like, what? Yeah, I'm like, you know, like Chinese parade, St. Patrick's Day parade, carnival, gay pride, Jerry Day.
But people doubted it would take.
It was a crazy thought at that time. You know, out in this area, nobody, you know, I would hear, you'd never be able to fill this place up. You'll never be able to get people to come across the city to this place. You know, you'll never get deadheads from across the country to come here. And it's all happened.
Since 2002, thousands of people have gathered each summer at what is now Jerry Garcia Amphitheater for Jerry Day, a day of jam bands, dancing, and neighborhood fun.
What happens usually is that quite a bit, a lot of community residents go to this, they'll go to the event, and they see it, and they just get empowered. And they say to themselves, we're going to get engaged.
It was neighborhood engagement that led to a $25,000 amphitheater remodel a couple of years ago. It looks better than it ever has. Thousands of people from all over the country will come to the Excelsior to celebrate in McLaren Park. Not your average San Francisco vacation. You might even call it a strange trip. From San Francisco's Excelsior District, I'm Claire Strempel for Cross Currents.